We always have a sermon here, and a sermon is the minister's explaining something from the Bible. So that's what I'm going to try and do now for just a few moments. If a man live, or if a person live, that's good, but we pass away like flowers. Every year, our lives may be 70, 80, 90 years, don't bank on it, but they may be. But every year we see flowers grow, they're pretty, they're at their best, and then they die. And therefore, we get a chance to see every year what's going to happen to us. That we're born, that we grow up, that we learn, that we become handsome or pretty, and then we began to disintegrate. I know what it's like to begin to disintegrate. And if one thing goes wrong, all the rest follow it happily. But that's a picture of our lives. And by nature, we are not going to live after death. But the Bible says, if a man or a person die, shall he live again? And it always says, yes, 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 yes. But it's not what all of us think, is it? The person who said that, it's been written in the Bible so that we might learn from that. And it was Job who said that. He was very ill. He was covered with boils from the top of his head down to the bottom of his feet. And he felt he was going to die. In fact, he didn't, but he went through this terrible, terrible time of ill health. And he was asking himself, what's life all for, if this is all I'm going to know? If a man die, shall he live again? And then he began to think. And it's in the Bible because we might be helped in our thinking like that. We know that we can coppice trees. We know we can cut them. And we know that they will begin to grow again. Job uses a wonderful expression. He says that though they be peer dead in the ground, at the scent of water, they will grow again. And if a tree, what about man? Isn't man more important than a tree? Shouldn't he flourish again? That was what he was thinking in his heart. Man dies, but there he shall live again, the Bible says. And he helps us through the Spirit to find the answer to that. Well, he reverts to his old way of thinking for three or four chapters in the particular book of the Bible. But then he comes and he says, in that time, in my prayers, I've met with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't born for 2,000 years later, nearly. But of course, the Lord Jesus as the Son of God was always there in heaven. And Job is saying, in that time, I've met with my Saviour. I know he's my Saviour. He's my Redeemer. He's brought me from sin. But he goes on to say something, not so important as being saved from sin, but something that is absolutely wonderful. He says this, though after my skin, worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Dead, buried, the worms eating the skin, and yet he said, I know there's going to be a resurrection for the one who believes in my Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I shall see God for myself, and I know that though my body has decayed in the ground, it will be changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. So the Bible has that to help us when we're thinking through, particularly when the pressure's on. But we're going to fast forward now for about best part of 2,000 years to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you know the story of the Lord Jesus hanging on the cross of Calvary. How much he endured, we can't imagine, not just physically with the nails being driven through his feet and his arms, but also through the torture that he went through, bearing every one of our sins. In that time, compressed into his thinking on the cross was the recalling of every one of our sins, every one of the sins of those who believe, come to believe in him. And he was able to bear the punishment of them so that we don't have to, though we are sinners. But on the cross, there were two thieves. And one of those thieves, you remember, believed in the Lord Jesus from what he saw, how the Lord Jesus was on the cross. And he said to the Lord Jesus with a wonderful grasp, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He could see that Jesus was a king, not in this world, but of a wonderful world to come. "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." I wonder if any of you remember what Jesus said to him. "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." But Jesus' body was put in the tomb that very night. We don't know what happened to the thief's body, but if someone was crucified and they were a thief, they just tended to fling the body somewhere for it to rot. So the Lord Jesus must have been talking about the soul, the innermost part of us. Animals don't have souls. The things that make us distinctly human is that we have a soul. Animals don't think about God who made them, but we can. Animals don't think about why they're here in this world, but we can. Why? Because we have a soul. It's the innermost part of us, and it is eternal. It never dies. But nevertheless, only those who believe in Christ will their soul go to heaven. When? The moment we die. That's how the thief could be with Christ in paradise. It was the soul he was talking about. The inward part of us that never dies. And the soul that trusts in the Lord Jesus will never die. We die physically, but in the instant of our death, and straight away in the twinkling of an eye, our souls will be in the presence of the Lord. No more pain or anything like that anymore. It's the most wonderful, wonderful thing. And so I want you to think. I've tried to lay down a background, and I want you to think about the words that are printed in your program. The Lord Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. I." And he went on to say in another place, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That's very exclusive. But if it's right, it means there's no salvation other than in the Lord Jesus Christ. But here on this occasion, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Lazarus had died and he was dead. And Jesus intended to raise him so that it was an example people could see, and we could see, that he's capable of raising the dead. That the raising of the dead is vested in nobody except the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't raise ourselves. So he said, I am the resurrection of the life. And then he went on to say this. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He was just going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus was dead. But he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now that's what we believe about Annabelle. That's what we will believe, those who belong to the church, about what will happen to ourselves. Though we die, yet shall we live. There's a difference between the soul and the body. Death is the separation of the soul from the body. That's what it is. The body goes to rot. The soul goes straight to be with the Lord Jesus. One day they'll be joined up again when the Lord Jesus returns. Heaven is full of people with bodies, not in the state we are now, but much more wonderful. But they are our old bodies, transformed, renewed, no longer old, no longer in pain, but renewed by the Lord. But when we die, our souls immediately go to be with the Lord. So this is what we think about Annabelle. Her earthly remains are here, but the real Annabelle, the soul, the important part of her, went immediately, the moment she gave up her breath, to be with the Lord. And that's what we believe. That's what the Bible teaches. We all have to make a basis for our thinking throughout life. It can be rationalism, it can be anything, never mind about that. But we believe the Bible. We allow our thinking to be guided by the Bible. It speaks of eternal life. It speaks of the forgiveness of sins. Nothing more important than these things. And it tells us that Annabelle and those who believe in her, when they die, the soul is not there. But though they be dead, yet shall they live. Then Jesus turns it the other way around. He says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. But we will die. He didn't mean that. He's talking about the soul. While we're alive, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that you couldn't face God as you are now, who's perfectly just and holy? After death, immediately is the judgment. But he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Well, we're alive and kicking, some more than others, some with the whole life ahead of them, but you can't be sure of it. Children do die. But we believe that if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ in the days of our flesh, then we shall live eternally with him in heaven. Eternity is a long time. It's a big decision. But for those who repent of their sins and want to be with the Lord Jesus and with God, there will be a mighty change, and it will be for ever. The Bible teaches that what we are thinking and believing the moment we die is how it will remain. And it would be very easy to be caught out. But whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We likewise believe that Annabelle trusted in the Lord Jesus during her life. And in spirit, in soul, she's never died. The soul is there with the Lord, wondering and loving and worshipping, happy, doing the things that God does himself that keeps God happy for eternity. She's there. And her body one day will join with her soul. and it'll be a perfect body, not an old diseased one. Jesus is in heaven with his new body. Heaven is people with bodies, with people with bodies. It's not just an airy, fairy soul place. I trust you will come to believe. It would be Annabelle's dearest wish. I don't know, because I've never asked. But I wonder how many here are the people that Annabelle prayed for day in, day out. And if she did, how she would long to see those prayers fulfilled.